He's got the toys. He's got showmanship. And he's got sex appeal. Ladies and gentlemen, from the great Southwest, here's the guru of gadgets, the dapper and dashing Don Bain, the Gadget Professor.
Gadget Professor.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. My name is Don Bain, and of course, I am the Gadget Professor. We're coming at you live from our Scottsdale, Arizona studio. We are on show number 404, and next week will be 405. Today, we have an amazing gadget, but before we get to that, you can email me 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. That's thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com, and I will absolutely, positively, I will answer all my email. Now, this week I have an insane gadget. I don't know if I call it a gadget, but it's an application. And right where you see this that little hole in the center, a cork used to go in there, and it used to block the water from falling down, and therefore no water in the fountain, no fountain. So I had a rough time finding a cork that would fit into that spot because it's quite old. So I finally found one, not at Home Depot, believe it or not, but I found one at Ace is the Place. Yeah. And I put the cork in, and it just wouldn't stay. It just, the water just leaked out. So I needed something to seal that. So henceforth, I thought we would use this stuff that I saw on TV, and I don't know if it works or not, but it's called Flex Seal. Yeah, Flex Seal. So I figured, what the heck, I'd try it. You know, it was like 10 bucks a can, and the commercial certainly made it believable. So this is what it looks like. This is the can, and it's called Flex Seal, no doubt about it. And you get a rather large can. I got this at Walmart, of all places, but it cost me, I think, 10 bucks. So here's the deal on this. Here it is. You can go to FlexSealProducts.com if you want to know a little bit more about it. But let's take a look at the video, and pretty much that's going to tell you everything you need to know.
Hi, Phil Swift here for the Flex Seal family of products. Everyone loves Flex Seal, the easy way to coat, seal, and stop leaks fast. Just a quick shot fills cracks and holes, stopping the toughest leaks. It's actually liquid rubber in a can. And with Flex Seal liquid, you can brush, roll, dip, or pour for a watertight seal. Flex Seal liquid starts out thick and turns into a super strong flexible rubber. And with Flex Shot, you can caulk, bond, and seal virtually anything. Push the trigger to make quick repairs, perfect for kitchens and baths. And Flex Tape is the super strong waterproof tape that can instantly patch, bond, seal, and repair. Flex Tape's triple thick adhesive is so strong, it even works underwater. Imagine everything you could do with Flex Seal, Flex Seal Liquid, Flex Shot, and Flex Tape.
So I figured, after watching that commercial, if it could stop a leak in a pool and, you know, that 5 gallon can of water, I figured this stuff would be fine to plug up a little hole in a fountain. So if you look under the recommended uses, fix leaky roofs, gutters, downspouts, repair campers, mobile homes, repair skylights, vent pipes, for roof drip edges and flashings, leaky or broken hose, PVC pipe repairs, to seal windows, all kinds of stuff. It goes on and on. It's a lot. So I figured, how bad could it be? Well, let's take a look again at that picture that I have, and there it is. And I have to tell you, this definitely worked. It sealed it up fine, and I have not had a problem since. It's been about a week, and if you look at that photograph closely, you'll see the water actually repels from it, and it dried really well, really easy, and I found it quite useful. So it did work. And if you want to take a chance and spend 10 bucks, I'm sure there are other things out there. I'm sure there are, you know, all kinds of caulking products that would definitely seal that hole. But this was pretty easy. The only thing that I will tell you that I did was I gave it like 3 or 4 coats. I sprayed it. It went on real easy. I let it dry overnight, sprayed another coat, and then I did a third coat. But pretty handy stuff, as you saw in the commercial there, that it comes in like a paint can and all various ways to do it. So believe it or not, it worked. And for $10, it was an easy way out. Again, I'm sure I could have used some caulk and stuff, but I wanted to see if this would work. And it's pretty handy, you know, around some of the doors that were the drains that were leaking here. Some of the door seals weren't good. I just sprayed this on. You could paint over it, too. And it's pretty handy stuff to have in your toolkit for $10. So don't be afraid to try it. I had good results with it, and hopefully you will have good results with that, too. So let's take a look as to how much it costs. If you go on the website, it's $12.99 each. If you go to Amazon, guess what? It's $12.98 each can, 14-ounce can, which is a big can, and it works. If you go to Walmart, I think it's $10 a can. So it's just as easy to go to Walmart and get it. But if you notice over here, they have a Flex Seal liquid and all kinds of products, and I'm assuming they all work well. I have not tested them all, but pretty neat. I'd like to try it on a cellar wall, although there's very rarely any buildings here in Arizona that have cellars, back east for sure. But in Arizona, there's very rarely that you'll see a basement underground, very rare. All right, let's take a look at some of the apps of the day. And our first app is going to be called Housecraft. And you're wondering, what is Housecraft? Well, this is a very clever app, if you will. It's great for planning out things where you want to see them located. So Housecraft uses your camera in your phone and the power of augmented reality to let you place pretty much 3D models anywhere that you would like it. So you basically take a picture, okay, of the furniture or the plant or whatever it is that you want, and then you can superimpose, I knew I'd get that out, superimpose that pretty much over anything. So it's a very, very clever app, and it's totally free. And you'll have a blast literally fooling around with this. It's quite nice. Now, this next app is called TED. That's TED Conferences. And if you're not aware of TED, they specialize in having superhuman people talk about their experiences and their success, motivational types of things. So you actually can, for free, put this app on, and you can watch over 3,000 inspiring TED TED Talks. Yeah, you can save and share your favorite talks. You can discover all kinds of various topics and playlists. And what I like about this is you could listen on the go. So if you're driving from, let's say, Scranton, Pennsylvania to Connecticut or wherever you may be going, you might want to put this on, and you can learn something or you can go to sleep, but you don't want to be driving when you listen to it. So it's very interesting. You can browse the TED Talks in a library. They come in over 100 languages, so that's nice. And again, it's inspiring, funny, or jaw-dropping talks from a variety of curated playlists. So I have listened to a couple of them, and they're pretty good. They're pretty good. So totally free. Check it out. You may like it. This next one, I think, is, I want to say a must, but if you're operating Windows, this is something that you definitely want to install on your system. And this will automatically uninstall all the junk with your permission and clean up your computer. So it's called Bulk Crap Uninstaller, and that's literally what it is. It can detect most application and games, even the portable ones, even those ones that you didn't register. It will clean up all the leftover DLLs. It will force uninstalls, and it will automatically uninstall according to pre-made lists and a lot more. So this is really nice. If you can read, you can use this app. And this screenshot kind of gives you an overview of what we're looking at here. And it shows you all the things that are questionable. And it asks you, do you want them? Do you not want them? And it also gives you a user rating. So you could tell that this NVIDIA telemetry container piece of software isn't that great. It's got one user rating. You probably don't need it, so you can click to delete that. And that's pretty much how it works. It's quite inclusive, and I find it excellent. There's things that you don't know that you don't need that are on your computer, taking up space, bogging it down. Very, very simple to use. It's a great uninstaller. It will file and remove leftovers after an uninstall. It will clean program files, directories from unused or empty folders. It will manually uninstall any application bypassing the uninstaller. In other words, it will force an uninstall. Many times you're going to have a program on the Windows operating system and you just can't get rid of it. This program will actually do that. So I highly recommend it. It's totally free. It's totally customizable. It comes, it's available in a variety of languages, and I would definitely install this on the machine and take a look at some of the junk that you have on there. You'll be surprised. Now, did you ever get into a situation where all of a sudden you don't have any room left on your hard drive? Well, this app is perfect for that. It's called TreeSize, and they make a free version. And essentially what it's going to do is it's going to show you what is taking up all the storage on your disk. And it plots it out in color, and you will actually see where everything is being hidden. Maybe you have video files or photographs, and you just didn't realize that the size of the file has grown to the point where it's sucking up a lot of storage. So this is primarily to show you where the storage is being utilized on your hard drive. Very easy app to use, very functional, and I like it a lot. Now, this next app is totally free. If you're using the Chrome browser, which I almost exclusively use now for everything that I operate, for my phones, my PC, my Macs, everything, laptops, tablets, I like Chrome. But this is free, and I'm going to put where it is. It's on support.google/Chrome. It's a long URL, but I'll put that in the show notes. But if you're seeing some problems with Chrome, you might have unwanted software or even malware installed, and you want to get rid of it. You have pop-up ads and new tabs that just won't go away. Your Chrome homepage or your search engine keeps changing without your permission, and I've had that happen. Someone actually hijacks your browser. You have unwanted Chrome extensions or toolbars that keep coming back. You keep deleting them. Next minute you know they're back. So all this stuff, including hijacked browsers, which redirects you, and if you ever had that, there's nothing more annoying. And your heart's in your mouth because you think you are infected. Actually, something has hijacked your browser. You need to get rid of all that stuff. Any viruses, malware, things like that, you want to get rid of. So whether you're on the Windows operating system or you have a Mac, this will show you how to clean up your browser. And it's really easy to do, and it shows you just 1, 2, 3 how to do it. So definitely, definitely check this out. You'll want to go through this procedure once in a while. Actually, you should go through it frequently just to make sure that your browser is clean and you have no malware or hijack, things like that. So check that out. You're going to like that. Now, this next app is a very interesting app. I think you've read, or you should have read, a lot of things in the media lately about people having their cameras on their laptop, etc., spying on them. And it's a reality. It does happen. So with this software, Winja 6.0, which is totally free, it's called Frozen. That's the company, P-H-R-O-Z-E-N. It's no wonder we can't spell today, especially the kids. But this will basically tell you if you have any spyware, which is controlling your webcam unbeknownst to you. As a matter of fact, it will tell you if any camera on your system is spying on you. Totally free, real easy to use. Definitely load this on if you have a camera and want to make sure that it's not spying on you. This is the free app that will take care of that real, real, real quick. So that is going to wrap it up today. I hope that you have enjoyed the show, and I will definitely be back next Thursday. So long. Thank you for tuning in.
The Gadget Professor is produced by Don Bain.
Multimedia Communications, LLC.
If you would like your product reviewed on The Gadget Professor or would like to appear on The Gadget Professor, contact us via email at thegadgetprofessor@gmail.com. The opinions expressed on the program by the host, guests, call-in listeners, or chatters are solely the opinions of the original source who expressed them. And thank you for watching The Gadget Professor.